At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Metanoia Madness. I'm your host Nicholas, music creator, entrepreneur turned podcaster, lover of all things spiritual, mystical, and unknown.
This is episode 39, Surrendering to the Unknown, Finding Power and Letting Go. Welcome back to Metanoia Madness. I'm Nicholas, and today we're diving into a concept that has both intrigued and terrified us all. Surrender. Surrendering is often misunderstood as giving up or losing control. But in reality, it's where we find true power. Whether we're surrendering to change, to the unknown, or even to life itself, it's through letting go that we discover flow, peace, and ultimately, transformation. Now before we dive deep into today's topic, I'm excited to reintroduce something very special, the Mental Metanoia Madness Workbook. This workbook is designed to accompany you on your personal growth journey with exercises, thought-provoking questions, and prompts that will help you dive deep into everything we talk about here on the podcast. It's not just a guide, it's a tool to help you apply the concepts we explore, like surrender, into your daily life. You can grab it by heading over to the website, and I'm really excited to hear how it helps you on your path. So today we're talking about surrender, but not in the way you might think. We're going beyond the idea of giving up and instead exploring how surrendering to the flow of life and the unknown can actually bring more freedom, clarity, and empowerment into your life. In a world that's constantly teaching us to push, fight, and control every aspect of our lives, surrendering can feel counterintuitive, maybe even terrifying. But what if I told you that surrendering doesn't mean losing power? Instead, it means aligning with the flow of the universe, trusting that things are happening for you, not to you. Today, we'll be exploring what it really means to surrender, how surrendering to the unknown can open up new possibilities, and why letting go of control might just be the key to gaining the power you've been seeking. Whether you're navigating a big life change, facing uncertainty, or trying to find a little more peace in your daily life, this episode is for you. So pull up your workbook, settle in, and let's explore the power of surrender together. When we hear the word surrender, most of us think defeat or giving up, but true surrender is something entirely different. It's about releasing the need to control every outcome and trusting in the process of life. This isn't passivity or abandoning your goals. It's about recognizing that sometimes the best way forward is to stop resisting, stop pushing, and instead allow the flow of life to guide you. At its core, surrender is an act of trust. It's trusting that even when things don't go the way you planned, there's a higher wisdom at play. It's recognizing that there are forces greater than your own willpower and that by aligning with them, you can move through life with more ease and grace. Think about all the energy you spend trying to control situations, people, or outcomes that in reality, we have very little influence over. What would happen if we let go of that control and allowed life to unfold naturally? Surrendering is not about being passive or weak. It's about being strong enough to trust in the unknown. When you surrender, you're not giving up on your goals, but rather opening yourself up to new paths and possibilities that you might not have seen before. Sometimes in our effort to control every detail, we become blind to opportunities that are right in front of us. Surrendering allows us to take a step back, zoom out, and see the bigger picture. We often hear the phrase, let go and let God. This idea can be applied not just in a religious sense, but in a universal one. Surrender means letting go of the tight grip we have on life and trusting in the natural flow of events. It's about understanding that life doesn't always follow our timeline, and that's okay. In fact, many times when we surrender, we find that what unfolds is even better than we could have ever imagined. Ask yourself, where in your life are you holding on too tightly? What situations are you trying to control that are causing you stress and anxiety? Recognizing these areas is the first step to surrendering. It doesn't mean you stop caring or stop taking action, but rather that you release the need to control every outcome. You trust that life will lead you where you need to go, even if the path is different than you expected. In this segment, we're laying the foundation for what surrender really means. It's not a sign of weakness. It's a step towards reclaiming your power by acknowledging that you don't need to do it all alone. This mindset shift is a crucial part of personal growth and spiritual alignment, allowing you to flow with life rather than constantly fighting against it. Surrendering to the unknown is one of the most terrifying yet liberating acts that we can undertake. As human beings, we have an innate desire to control our surroundings, outcomes, and even other people, believing that control is what keeps us safe. But here's the paradox. The tighter we grip onto control, the more disconnected we become with the flow of life. It's in the act of surrendering, letting go of our need to know and direct everything, that we discover true power. Fear often comes into play because the unknown represents everything we can't predict or control. What if things don't go the way we hope? What if we fail? What if we lose what we care about? These are the questions that arise when we're on the edge of surrender, and they're tied deeply to our survival instincts. After all, from an evolutionary standpoint, control equaled safety. But in today's world, clinging to control often keeps us stuck. Let's talk about fear of failure for a moment. It's a common fear that haunts many of us, and one of the biggest barriers to surrendering. We're afraid that if we let go, if we surrender to life's unfolding, we'll lose control and things will fall apart. But here's the reality. Surrendering doesn't mean giving up. It's not about passivity or letting life happen to you without any direction. It's about trusting that there's a larger force, a universal intelligence, guiding your path. When we stop resisting and start trusting, the fear of failure begins to lose its grip, along with all of our fears. Surrendering also requires us to face our fear of the unknown. Think about how often we hold ourselves back simply because we don't know what's on the other side. Whether it's in a relationship, career changes, or personal growth, we crave certainty. But the truth is, life is inherently uncertain, and resisting that truth doesn't make it any less real. It just creates more anxiety. The unknown is where potential lives, where new possibilities are born. And when you surrender to it, we open ourselves up to experiences we never imagined possible. I want to bring up something that I read in the Four Agreements, where surrendering is described not as a loss of power, but as the very act that allows us to gain power. When we stop trying to force life to happen in a specific way, we create space for the universe to work with us. It's in the surrender that we align with the flow of life, and in that flow, we find a kind of strength and clarity that control could never offer. Think about the ocean for a moment. When you stand at the shoreline, the waves are relentless. You could try to resist them, brace yourself against the water, and exhaust yourself in the process. Or you could surrender to the waves, float, and let them carry you. Surrendering to life is like choosing to float. It doesn't mean you won't face challenges or discomfort, but it means trusting that life will carry you, even through the rough waters. Now, I want you to reflect on the time you tried to control every aspect of a situation. How did it feel? Did it bring you peace and the outcomes you were hoping for? Or did you feel drained, anxious, and ultimately disappointed? Now, contrast that with a time when you let go. When you allowed things to unfold naturally, what did you notice? Often in those moments of surrender, we find that life is a way of guiding us exactly where we need to be, even if it doesn't look like what we originally planned. As we explore this concept of surrender further, I want you to remember this. Surrendering doesn't mean giving up control to chaos. It means trusting that there's an order, a rhythm to life that's bigger than our individual plan. When we learn to dance with that rhythm rather than fight against it, we tap into a deeper well of peace, creativity, and resilience. This leads us to our next part of the conversation, where we'll explore how surrendering to the unknown can actually be a gateway to creativity, intuition, and deeper self-awareness. When we think about surrender, we often imagine letting go of control. But what if, instead of seeing it as a loss, we viewed surrender as an invitation, an opening to something greater? When we release our need to know and dictate every outcome, we make space for creativity, intuition, and self-awareness to flourish. In fact, some of the greatest breakthroughs, whether in art, business, or personal growth, come from moments of surrender. Let's talk about creativity for a moment. Creativity thrives on uncertainty. It's in the unknown and the space where we have no clear answers that new ideas are born. But creativity also requires a certain level of trust. A trust that when you take a step into the unknown, something will catch you. When we surrender, we stop trying to force solutions and instead allow inspiration to flow naturally. Think about a time when you tried to solve a problem by overthinking it, trying to control every detail. Chances are, the more you pushed, the more stuck you felt. But then there are those moments when you let go, when you take a walk, get into the flow state, or even meditate. Suddenly, the answer comes to you out of nowhere. That's the magic of surrender. When we release control, we stop blocking the natural flow of creativity, and the solutions we've been searching for start to reveal themselves. But surrender doesn't just impact creativity. It also enhances our connection to intuition. Intuition is often called as the inner knowing, or the quiet voice, or the gut feeling that seems to come from a place beyond logic. The problem is, in a world that values rational thinking and control, we've been taught to ignore and suppress our intuition. We're told to make decisions based on data and analytics, to plan every step, to always know where we're going. But intuition doesn't work like that. It speaks to us in whispers, in feelings, in subtle nudges that require us to let go of our mental chatter and trust the inner guidance. Surrendering to the unknown allows us to access intuitive wisdom. When we stop trying to figure everything out and start listening to the inner voice, we often find that we already know what we need to do. It's not about having all the answers at once. It's about trusting that the answers will come to you when you need them. This is where surrender becomes not just a tool for creativity, but a spiritual practice of deep listening and trust. I want to share something I've learned about the connection between surrender and intuition. It's a relationship of trust. The more you surrender, the more you learn to trust your inner voice. And the more you trust your intuition, the easier it becomes to surrender to life's unfolding. It's a cycle, one that leads to greater self-awareness and empowerment. Self-awareness is another gift of surrender. When we stop clinging to control, we begin to see ourselves more clearly. Our fears, our desires, our limiting beliefs, they all come to the surface when we allow ourselves to let go. This can be uncomfortable at first, because surrendering often means confronting the parts of ourselves we've often been avoiding. But it's in that discomfort that we find growth. Surrender forces us to look inward, to examine the stories we've been telling ourselves, and to question whether they're still serving us. Think about the last time you resisted something in your life, whether it was a change in your career, a shift in relationship, or even a personal decision. How much of that resistance was about the situation itself, and how much was about your fear of losing control? When we surrender, we stop resisting life and start flowing with it. This doesn't mean we give up our goals or our desires. It means we stop trying to force them into existence and trust that the universe is guiding us towards what's truly meant for us. Surrender also teaches us that life doesn't have to be as hard as we make it. So much of our struggle comes from our attempts to control outcomes, to know exactly how everything will unfold. But when we surrender, we start to see that life has its own rhythm, its own flow. And when we align with that flow, things often fall into place more easily than we could have ever imagined. This leads us to a deeper understanding of the connection between surrender and abundance. When we let go of control, we open ourselves up to receiving instead of clinging to the limited vision of what we think we need. We allow the universe to deliver what's truly meant for us. Surrender creates space for abundance, not just material abundance, but emotional, spiritual, and creative abundance. As we explore these ideas, I want you to ask yourself, where in your life could you benefit from surrendering more? What would happen if you stopped trying to control every outcome and started trusting the process? How might the shift open up new possibilities for creativity, intuition, and self-discovery? Surrendering to the flow of life is perhaps one of the most challenging and liberating things we can do. It's about releasing our attachment to specific outcomes and trusting that there's a greater wisdom guiding our path. In the modern world, we're taught that control equals power, that we need to know every step of the way in order to succeed. But what if real power lies in our ability to let go and trust in the unknown? Let's talk about the flow for a moment. When we're in flow, things seem to happen effortlessly. Ideas come to us naturally, opportunities arise without forcing them, and everything just seems to fall into place. This state of flow is the direct result of surrender. When we let go of the need to control every aspect of our lives, we allow ourselves to align with the natural rhythm of the universe. It's like diving into a river that's already moving in the direction we want to go. Instead of swimming upstream, we let the current carry us, trusting that it knows the way. One of the most powerful examples of surrendering to the flow of life is the concept of non-resistance. This doesn't mean passivity or giving up your desires. It means releasing the need to fight against what is. When we resist what's happening in our lives, we create tension, stress, and frustration. We hold on tightly to the idea that things should be different. And in doing so, we block ourselves from seeing the opportunities that are right in front of us. Non-resistance is about accepting the present moment as it is, without judgment or attachment. It's about trusting that even in the challenges, the detours, and the obstacles are all a part of the journey. When we stop resisting, we start to see that life is constantly offering us lessons, growth, and opportunities, even when it doesn't look the way we expected. Think about the last time something didn't go the way you planned it. Maybe you missed out on a job, a relationship didn't work out, or a project failed. In the moment, it probably felt frustrating, like everything was falling apart. But looking back, can you see how that experience led you to something even better? How it redirected you in a way that you couldn't have anticipated, but ultimately served you? That's the power of surrender. It's trusting that even when things don't go according to plan, life is still working for your highest good. Surrendering to the unknown also requires us to let go of the need for certainty. As human beings, we crave certainty. It gives us the sense of control and security that we love. But the truth is, life is uncertain. We never know exactly how things will unfold. And trying to control the future only creates anxiety. And when we surrender, we embrace the uncertainty with trust. We stop trying to predict every outcome and instead open ourselves up to the infinite possibilities that life has to offer. This is where the spiritual aspect of surrender becomes so important. In many, many spiritual traditions, surrender is seen as a way to align with the divine will or greater intelligence of the universe. It's the idea that there's a bigger picture at play, one that we can't always see from our limited perspective. When we surrender, we tap into that higher wisdom and allow it to guide us. We trust that the universe has our back, even when we don't understand why things are happening the way they are. There's a deeper sense of peace that comes from surrendering to the flow of life. When we stop fighting against reality, we free ourselves from the constant struggle of trying to make things happen. We move from a place of force to a place of allowing. And in that space of allowing, we become receptive to opportunities, insights, and synchronicities that are constantly available to us. I want to bring up the Four Agreements again, which touches on this very concept. Ruiz talks about how surrendering to life's flow is not about weaknesses or giving up. It's about gaining true power. When we surrender, we're no longer bound by the fear of failure or the need to control every outcome. Instead, we become aligned with a force greater than ourselves, a force that knows exactly what we need when we need it. Surrendering to the unknown also teaches us patience. In a world that values instant gratification, we often expect things to happen on our timeline. But life doesn't always work that way. Sometimes the things we desire take time to manifest, and surrendering means trusting in the divine timing. It's about knowing what's meant for you will come to you when the time is right, and that there's no need to rush or force things into being. But let's be clear. Surrender does not mean passivity. It doesn't mean sitting back and waiting for life to happen to you. Surrender is an active process. It requires you to show up, to do the inner work, to take inspired action. But it's action that comes from a place of trust, not from fear or desperation. It's about setting your intention, taking steps that feel aligned, and then letting go of the outcome, trusting that life will take care of the rest. As you listen to this, I want you to ask yourself, where in your life are you still holding on to control? Where are you resisting the flow? What would happen if you let go? If you surrendered to the unknown and trusted that everything is unfolding exactly as it should, what would happen? Surrender as a concept can feel abstract. It's something we understand on a deeper level, but applying it into everyday life can feel challenging. So let's break down some practical tools and habits that you can use to start embracing surrender in your day-to-day routine. These tools are designed to help you let go of your resistance, trust the process and the flow of life rather than constantly fighting against it. One of the simplest but most powerful tools for surrender is mindfulness. Mindfulness teaches us to be present in the moment, which is essential when it comes to letting go of control. Often our need for control stems from worrying about the future or holding on to the past. But mindfulness brings you back to the here and now, reminding you that this moment is all that truly exists. When you practice mindfulness, you start to realize that the present moment is where life happens. And surrendering becomes easier because you're not trying to control what's next. Another tool for surrender is to practice breath work. When you're feeling anxious, overwhelmed, or caught in the cycle of trying to force things to go your way, take a few deep breaths. Breathing deeply intentionally calms your nervous system and signals your body that it's okay to relax. It also creates a pause between your thoughts and reactions, giving you space to choose surrender over resistance. You can use breath work in moments of stress or uncertainty as a way to reset your energy and remind yourself to let go. Breathwork is something that I've been incorporating into my workouts. Like in between sets, I just take intentional deep breaths. And it kind of teaches my body that when I'm in the moment of an emotional trigger or I feel any sort of like stress on my nervous system, it's like I get used to feeling that. So that way during my workout, when my heart rate is up and my nervous system is, you know, nerving, I don't know. My body knows to take the deep breaths and it allows me to relax. Journaling is another powerful tool for surrender. Sometimes the hardest part about surrendering is not understanding what we're holding on to. Writing down your thoughts, fears, and anxieties helps you become aware of the areas in your life where you're resisting. Once you've identified those areas, you can begin to explore why you're holding on so tightly. Is it fear of the unknown? Is it the need for control? Is it a past experience that left you feeling unsafe? By bringing these thoughts to the surface, journaling allows you to work through them and move towards surrender with greater clarity. A great exercise to incorporate your journaling practice is a letting go list. At the end of each day or week, write down what you're ready to let go of, whether it's a limiting belief, a worry, or an outcome you've been trying to control. Then on the opposite page, write what you're choosing to trust or surrender to. This practice creates a physical act of release, helping you let go of what's no longer serving you while reinforcing your trust in the process. Another practical way to embrace surrender is through the power of intention, setting intention. Setting is about aligning your energy with your desired outcomes, but without becoming attached to how or when those outcomes will manifest. Set your intentions based on what you want to feel rather than specific external outcomes. For example, instead of setting the intention to land a particular job, or achieve a specific goal, set the intention to feel fulfilled, abundant, and aligned. This subtle shift allows you to focus on how you want to experience life while letting go of the need to control the details. Meditation is another invaluable tool in the practice of surrender. In meditation, you create space to connect with your higher self, the part of you that is beyond the noise of the daily life and the ego's need for control. Meditation lets you tap into the deeper wisdom that resides within you, the part of you that already knows that everything is unfolding as it should. By practicing meditation regularly, you strengthen your ability to surrender in the moments of uncertainty, trusting that life is guiding you in the right direction, even when you can't see the full picture. One of the more challenging but transformative tools for surrender is practicing non-attachment. This involves releasing the need for things to turn out a certain way. It doesn't mean you stop caring or you don't pursue your desires. It means you stop being attached to the outcome. Non-attachment frees you from the anxiety and the pressure of needing things to happen exactly as you envision them. It opens you up to new possibilities and allows you to be more flexible and responsive to life's twists and turns. You can also bring surrender into your life through practice of gratitude. Gratitude shifts your focus from what's missing or what you're trying to control to what's already present and abundant in your life. When you practice gratitude, you start to notice the beauty and the gifts in every moment, even in the challenges. This mindset helps you surrender because you're no longer operating from a place of lack or fear. You're grounded in the knowledge that life is already providing you with everything you need. Finally, it's important to surround yourself with an environment and people that support your growth. Surrender becomes more difficult when you're constantly surrounded by negativity or fear-based thinking. Seek out communities, friendships, and environments that encourage you to trust the process, to let go of fear, and to embrace the unknown. Surround yourself with people who inspire you to grow, who remind you of your inner strength, and who hold space for you to surrender without judgment. To wrap this segment up, I want you to think about an area of your life where you've been resisting surrender. Maybe it's a relationship, a career decision, or even a personal goal that you've been holding on to tightly. What would happen if you released your need to control the outcome and trusted that life will unfold exactly as it's meant to? Take one of the tools we've talked about today, whether it's mindfulness, breathwork, or intention setting, and start applying it in that area of life. Trust that the universe is supporting you and let go of the need to figure out every step along the way. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to remind you that surrendering is not about giving up or losing control. It's about gaining a deeper sense of trust in the flow of life. When we stop fighting against what is and start aligning with it, create space for growth, healing, and transformation. Surrender is an act of faith, a leap into the unknown with the belief that life is supporting us, even when we can't see the full picture. Take a moment to think about where in your life you might need to practice surrender. Is there a place where you've been holding on too tightly, resisting change, or trying to control the outcome? How might you approach it differently if you trusted everything is unfolding exactly as it should? Reflect on the tools we discussed today. Whether it's practicing mindfulness, letting go through journaling, or setting intentions without attachment, and choose one to integrate into your life. Remember, this journey of surrender isn't about perfection. It's a process of continual release. A gentle reminder to yourself to let go and trust a little more each day. Embrace the journey and allow your life to guide you in ways you may never have anticipated. Thank you so much for joining me on this exploration of surrender. If this episode resonated with you, I encourage you to share it with someone who may also benefit from this conversation. And don't forget to check out the Mental Metanoia Matters workbook on the website. It's filled with insights, questions, and exercises to support your journey of self-discovery and growth. Remember to embrace the unknown, lean into trust, and keep moving forward on your path. Until next week, I'm Nicholas, signing off.